The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful day. We talk about spirituality. What we aim to do is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to have the ability to live your best self, for you to understand there's a lot more to you than you know. And we were taken off our path, maybe guided off our path to do something different. We're learning, trying to find our purpose where we should be living our lives and creating what we want out of life, make this life what we want it to be. I've said many times, and I'll say again and again and again, your life is in your hand, and how you spend it, how you play it, or how you live it is totally up to you. We say wake up to your higher level of consciousness and raise yourself to be the best person you could possibly be. We talk about spirituality, and we talk about a life of living a life that serves you best. For you to understand you are your own creator. For you to understand if there's a God that exists, it's you. For you to understand that you're not an accident. You were the one that survived the journey to make it here on Earth, where you occupy space known as the body. And within the body, you're just the breath. That's the soul part of your existence. That's your spiritual existence. That's the true you. Much like a passenger in a car or vehicle of any kind, you are just a passenger. You use the body to get you around. Therefore, we want to teach you how to live to the best of your ability, to live in spiritual existence and to become the best you could be. Wake up to a reality that will teach you that you are the most important thing that exists. The time we have on this planet is the most expensive commodity, because you can't extend it, regardless of what the commercial is telling you, or you could prolong it and you could take care of it and nurture yourself very well, but there's no such thing as going backwards or even finding the fountain of youth. But you could learn how to live your best self for however long your stay here becomes. We want you to wake up to a reality where you learn that you are number one. And believe it, today we want to talk to you about the ability to create. The life that you're living now, you have created it. The life you hope to live, you will have to create it. Put things into play to get you where you want to be. You have that ability within you. When we showed up here, we came with all the tricks and the knowledge and the wisdom to live the best life possible. Somewhere along the journey, we've lost it, forgot about it, or didn't deem it as important. We want you to wake up and go back and live a spiritual existence. We want you to be the creator. We want you to understand that you're living in the ocean. Don't spend much of your time looking for the ocean. You're alive and you have this ability to be creative. Therefore, you create whatever life you want. We were having a conversation. I was having a conversation earlier this week where we talked about asking for something you want in your life. And of course, I support the fact that whatever it is that you want, you can have it. But in saying that, I'll also have to say, be careful of what you hope for or ask for, because you will get it. Do ask for things that will be beneficial to your life. And I'll say right off the jump, a lot of people go out there and ask for money. But money comes with its own bad luck and bad vibe and bad everything. Yin and yang exist. And you think by seeing, imaging, breathing in the green or the money coming in towards you, it will show up. But you have to be mindful of what else may show up with that. Maybe other people trying to rip you off for that money, or other people trying to con you. I guess that's the same thing. But you have to be mindful that whatever you ask for, please know that it does come with something. It's not just clean, and it's not just the money that you're going to have. You will have more headaches or whatever the case may be. It's asking for that perfect mate in life, and they're very abusive or addicted to drugs, or they gamble, or they, you know, drink, or whatever the case may be. You have to be very specific in what you ask for, because you will get that perfect person coming into your life, or the money, or the car, or the home, and all these other things, but they do come with a headache. That was our conversation. The person that I was having the conversation with said, well, why don't you ask for the ambition to get all these things? So you could create it yourself, and then you will not have to worry about the hassle or the struggles that will come with that you're asking for. Be careful of what you hope for, because you will get it. And that's a very true statement. So when you're asking for something, maybe ambition or the desire to go and get it would be enough. And if you're asking for something fantastic, please ask for the shoulder to carry the heavy load that will come. Because when you ask, it will come. Thanks to everybody for joining the show today. Thank you for being there. I just had to get that out there. Normally, when I open up and I do the monologue, I run right through it without throwing these things. But occasionally, I get a thought and I have to throw it out there right away as soon as a thought comes in. What we do here is we talk about spirituality. We talk about you living your life to the best of your abilities. We want you to be happy, successful, not to be afraid. Don't fear anything, including dying. It's a part of the package deal. The minute you accept the fact that this is going to happen, life begins and it's fun. And you will be mindful of the remainder of the time that you may have to spend in this body or the suit you wear, however you want to call it. Wake up. Thanks to everybody from all around the world who is listening. Thanks to everyone for coming to our show. I want you to be happy and to be successful and get everything that you desire in life. And in saying all that is to be very careful and be mindful of what you're asking for, because it does come with something else. Something has to give for what you hope to get. So this is our reality. Welcome to the show. Beautiful day. This show is also repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m. on the same station. So if you have the ability to get there and listen to it or pass it on to a friend, by all means, do so. Welcome to all old-time, long-time listeners, new listeners, everybody. Welcome home. I opened a little bit by talking about the creativity and the ability that we have within ourselves to be creative, create the life that we want to live. We have this amazing ability to empty our cup and refill it with what satisfies us the most. And in doing so, you get rid of what you don't want to have anymore, be it companionship, a position, health, issues, habits, any of these things. You have the ability to rid yourself of them, and you just need to know how to empty the cup and refill it with something you feel that's going to be, say, more profitable or more desirable to you. Wake up to that reality. Be careful, again, of what you're hoping for, because you will achieve that. If you are not happy with what you have, where you are, where your life is going, how your health is, where you stand, a position, whatever, you have the ability to change it. The power of change is within you. You were the one who created the situation or the position or the life that you're living. Therefore, if you built it, you can fix it if it needs to be fixed or repaired or tweaked or adjust, turn around, however you want to call it. You made it, therefore you can fix it. You know every single step of that journey or the task in making that which you are. You also have the same ability to fix it. You made it. If it is broken, you can fix it. And it goes into us talking all the time about having the ability to heal yourself of anything. And you just have to know that for it to begin. Don't, and we're talking about on the topic of being creative, do not try to find the ocean that you're living in. Don't spend too much of your time trying to find your purpose. It will find you. But if you wanted something from life, you do have the ability to create it. When we were younger, when we were in school, we're not sure what we wanted to do. Someone or something guided us into a direction. A lot of us didn't like it and ran for the hills. But the same thing happens now that you have the ability, could happen now that you have the ability to pick and choose what you want to do with your life, with your people that surround you, everything you do in life. You now have that ability to create it with a hopefully more convincing attitude and more zeal to get to that point, to your destination, or the desire, or whatever you want to call it. Now you have the ability to create your own. Equally have the ability to get rid of, eject what you don't want or is not making you happy, or you don't enjoy it anymore. You thought it would have been great, but you have the ability. What I want to emphasize is that our time is continually on the go. You know, we're not, as we were 20 years ago or 15 years ago, and that time will never come back. So you could think that you're planning to do all these great things tomorrow, and it won't work for us. We need to be focused on what we need to do for ourselves today. A spiritual life, a spiritual guidance, a way to live our life will teach us how and give us the method in which we can become our best self. If you're not happy with where you are today, you have that ability to make things turn around. And all we have to do is empty the cup and refill it with what you want. And be very mindful and be very careful, because when you do ask for something, you will get it. All you need to do is to know that's the facts. You need to know that if you ask for it, you will get it. We encourage you to wake up and take a look at your life and see what you want to have from this day on going forward. Also, what you don't want to have from this day on going forward. You have the ability to pick the one that's going to satisfy you the most. When you're trying to make that decision, I urge you to please be very, very careful and very, very keen on what you're hoping for. You have to now create your own purpose, and it will guide you to a happier place. Therefore, your focus on getting what you hope for in life is now, it always has been, in your hands. You make that choice to get to where you want to go. Your purpose is in your hands. You could create it. You are the creator. You've created the situation that you're in. That's a perfect example of your ability to be the creator. You are the one who guided you to where you are. If you seek something different, you're also the one who has the ability to guide you to whatever it is, whatever you see as satisfying to you. You are responsible for you. A lot of people don't like me saying nobody is coming to rescue us, to rescue you, me, or anyone else. You are the driver, the navigator. You are the one that, the leader. You are the top shelf. And for you to think you're going to sit there and wait for someone to come and rescue you, it doesn't work. I was just having that conversation again. It doesn't work. You're on your own. You came here fully equipped, and now you're guiding. When you were a little baby, young child, you were told how to manage, how to live, how to be safe, how to take care of yourself, probably how to clean yourself, groom yourself, all these things. But then you get to another phase of your life where you are now the teacher. Teach yourself. And if you do have little ones that depends on you, by all means, you have to carry out that task. But you have the ability to train yourself to do all the things you saw your parents did or your grandparents did when you're very little. You're now in those shoes. Our time is restricted with this body. Do we live forever? Not with this body. We go to a phase of life where we have to lay the body down because it's too old or sick, diseased, and go get a new one. Later today, I want to talk a little bit about deep breathing and how to make your body well, to heal your illnesses, whatever it may be, from a physical, mental, and you heal that with deep breathing. So we're not touching on that one right yet, but it is the key. You are the breath, and if you allow enough oxygen to get into your body, the body will repair itself. And deep breathing, if you ever studied yoga or just to go out in the wilderness and breathe deep, your body will get the oxygen that is required to do the work that is necessary. I've been trying to put this product on the market for the longest time, and it's just a reminder that we put out there, and it's coming. I'm working on it. I'm trying to find somebody who could manufacture it for us, and all it's going to do is give us the ability to breathe deep all the time. So we'll touch on that one a little later, but I do want to go into talk about your deep breathing. Not yet. We just still on the fact that you are able to create all that you desire in life. You are your own leader. You join this life, human life, man's life, people's life. And we talk about doing all these things, and most of us never get them done because we don't hold on to the ideas long enough. We don't. We think about it, oh, you know, I want to be an astronaut. And then the next day, that's too much work. I want to be this. Forget about that. And then we just go through all these things. And it's like putting pictures on your wall. You create a collage after a long time, but then it becomes confusing because you don't even know what they mean anymore. And that's what you're putting your brain through, your mind through all the time. But if you did pick one and you focus on that one, you become that one, because you've sent a signal to the mind to target that one. You see it, you zero in on it, it comes to you as you're walking towards it. But if you create this beautiful collage, after a long time, it becomes confusing and you forget what they were, what they're supposed to do for you. So you could clean that board, you know, get rid of some of that idea. This method is best done through meditation. There's different methods of doing it. And when I speak with to you about you on the radio, we talk about breathing in. It goes back into a deep breathing. We breathe in and we follow the breath coming into the body, into the lungs, into the, everywhere the body. And if you do have stress or pain, you can imagine the breath coming in to go to that area to clear up your stress. And this is typically what you do when you're doing, if you practice yoga, before you get going, they work on the deep breathing and it brings it into your body. And for the meditative purpose, you could sit there, lay there, stand there, and imagine the breathing, the coming, the air coming into your body. You hold on to it and then you release it. And the more you could bring in, the deeper the breathing, the longer you, not that don't make yourself, don't hurt yourself, but just pause for a second and then you release it. And you hold it in again, you breathe in, pause for a second, then you release it. And in doing this, you're getting sufficient amount of oxygen into the body for it to do repairs. And you can imagine all this air coming in. Now, if you focus on that, and that's all that you're looking at, you're focusing on it, you're in meditation. You are meditation. Don't let your mind drift off anywhere. Focus on the air coming in. Like the window, like the curtains opening up as you're breathing in, and the curtains closing as you're breathing out. Curtains open up as you breathe in, and they close as you breathe out. And if you're focused on that, you are now meditating. And you do that for as long as you can, preferably more than 10 minutes for the day. And in the midst of doing that, we could throw in the other things. That's amazing, is every time it comes in, the desire that you seek comes in with it. And when it goes out, it's sufficient or an abundance amount, too much, you send it out. You get rid of it. So you're meditating, and in the process of the meditation, you're calling for the things that you may desire. Focus on the air coming into the body and then going outside of the body. You're in the middle of meditating. So that's the method. I've always talked about doing that method. Now, there are other methods people use to get to that focus, and they call them mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, and it simply means mind, and I can't remember the last word, it'll come to me in a second, but it's mind's journey. You could focus on the mantras, and there's many different mantras. It's something that is given to you maybe by your trainer. If you're learning meditation, if you're in a school of spirituality, they give you what they call a mantra for you to use that mantra to focus on where you're trying to go. Like, for example, if the mantra was Om, you would say that, repeat that over in your mind, over and over and over. And in doing so, you're focused on the word, and it gets you to the place of settling down the mind. So it puts you into a deeper state of meditation. I don't say that. I don't tell that to a lot of people, simply because I find the breathing thing is a lot easier and will come by faster. Once you're pro at it, you could create the mantra or get a mantra and do the same thing. They're both doing the same job. I just think one's a little easier to manage than the other one. Do we have any emails there, sir?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you could easily write to us with a question, a comment, a thought process. Our email address to Barrington is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sally did that. Sally says, I hear you all the time say higher level of consciousness, but I really don't know what that means. Can you explain? That is from Sally. Rachel says, yeah, we do make our own life when it comes to decisions, but how do we really make a life that's successful? No matter what I try, I've had failure after failure after failure in my life. So how do we really make our own life successful? That's from Rachel. Stan says, be careful what we wish for because we may get it. Well, I've been wishing for a lot of things all my life for many, many years, and I'm not talking about winning the lottery. I'm just talking about the basics of life, and I still have not received it. I don't have a good job. I don't make a lot of money. I have terrible health, and I try to do the right thing to be healthy. So how much longer can I wish for? That's from Stan. Kimberly writes in, how is it possible we're our own creator? It takes a man and a woman to have a baby, and then you have a soul, a mind, a body, etc. So how are we our own creator? We didn't plan that. That's from Kimberly. Mike says, Hi, Barrington. I enjoy your show. I listen to it as much as I can, but you do seem to be angered about things growing up. I can tell that you probably, even though you had a good childhood, it seems like a lot of things were forced upon you, especially religion, and you're rebellious about it. That's what it seems when you talk about stuff like that. That's from Mike. And back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start like we normally do. We're going to go at the bottom of the list. Mike, you completely read this wrong. You have it. You read something wrong. Angry? No, forced on me? Absolutely not. I was raised in a religious house, and the minute I had an opportunity to step away from it, I did, simply because it didn't work for me. Angry, oppressed, bad, I don't know how you're getting all that. I'm just talking on the radio for a little bit. I feel that you might be reading into something that doesn't exist. I had a wonderful childhood, and I will say this over and over again, and nothing was forced on me. It's like you've been caught in the rain. The minute you get a chance to get out of it, you will. And you know, the rain is lovely at times. Kim, how do you create? How are we our own creator, I think was your question. And how do you do this? Well, yes, physically, to make a body, you should have opposing sex to create and make the body. And I'm not doing that because this is not that show. But you do need two people to make the body. However, the you that I speak of is the soul that is inside of the body. Okay, the driver of the vehicle. You know, it takes a whole factory to make that vehicle, or maybe even more, but there's only one driver that sits in the passenger seat because the mechanism is all there and he just has to drive it. Same thing happens with your soul. Comes into your system, the body is there, we didn't make it. But where we end up in life, our destination, when the car sits on the tarmac or the driveway, you choose which direction it goes. You are creating its journey for him. That's how I'm relating, creating. You're the creator. It's not the physical makeup. Like I said, a factory will have to make a car, but it takes you, a single individual, to drive it. And it takes a team to put it together, or however it works. Two people, you know, for it to work. But as far as it comes down to your creator, where you leave your car, you're driving on the road, when you back off your driveway, or however you get off it, and you point the car in a particular direction, you decided where to go, not the car. You decide when to stop, not the car. You decide how fast you're going to go, not the car. So try to utilize all of that with you being in the body, having the desire to create your destination, create your stop, create your, you know, the condition in which you drive, you know, the speed and all these things. So the body is only the vehicle. And I hope my analogy works out for you or for those who's trying to understand this. The body is only the vehicle. The you that I refer to is a soul that dwells within the body. It sits in the cavity right above the heart. That's the real you. It is just a breath. You make the decision as to where you're going. And if your car ends up in a ditch, you have to ask yourself, what did I do wrong? Because if it was sitting on the driveway, it wouldn't have happened. You made the decision. The you I'm referring to being the creator is the one who decides which direction you're going to go. If your car should smash itself into a brick wall, you have to know that you were involved. Stan, I hear you. I understand this. And we often go out and you're talking about not having a good job or not having enough money to do all these things. And you said you're in terrible health. Well, it's every, and I just explained this going through talking about the creation, the creator, that we create our circumstances. We create them. To sit and ask, you have to apply action to this. You have to move towards it and you have to get it. Now to sit there and wish, and if any time at all, in the midst of asking for it, you doubt it, it stops. Oh, it'll never happen. Oh my, you know, and then so on. But you have to know, see it, to realize it. And you said in your question, how long should you keep going? For as long as it is necessary. When you seek something from life and you focus your attention towards it and you breathe and you understand it clearly, you see it, then you can achieve it. If at any time in this quest, you change your mind and said, oh, that'll never happen to me. I have the worst luck. You've just said, hey, I don't really want it. I'm not good enough for it. Put a positive spin on things and focus on what you want. Focus on taking care of the body, focus on making the body the best it could possibly be, regardless of what stage of life you're in, and focus on that. And that becomes the strength. That's the platform, the stage, and where you're going to launch everything else. You have to make that right. Breathing technique does repair the body. I don't know what the illnesses are. You said terrible health, but we have to focus on how we got there. What created this for us? Start to eliminate the things that are making it bad, if that's possible. But all things are possible, and you should follow the things and be careful of what you ask for. And I will say this over and over and over again. It will still come. Rachel, you're asking about success and how to achieve this. And what you hope for in life is always going to be yours. You have to move towards it. You have to see yourself achieving it. Everything that you desire has got to be good for you and not harmful to other people. That's a part of the equation. But I say to people all the time, be very mindful that the things, and I say it over again, that you're asked for will come to you. But also be careful of, see how it will impact other people around you. You understand? You have to see your success for the success to happen. If you think it's going to be a failure, it probably will end up being a failure. You have to see it. Sally, you were asking about the higher self or the higher level of consciousness. It's just a fancy phrase to say, be more alert, be more aware of everything, be more spiritually connected. Higher level of consciousness means, like, we're here, you know, you go through life, you move, you get up, you have tea, you do all these things. You're consciously aware of the things that you're doing every day, step by step by step. But there comes a time where you have to be more alert, and you could see and practice what's going to happen. See the next move, like playing chess, for example. Perfect example. If you're playing the game of chess, if you know how to play, you see all the men on the board, but you're planning two or three or four moves ahead just to see how things work out for you. That would be higher learning, higher level of consciousness, higher level of concentration. And you're more alert. You're more alive. You're more open to all that there is, as opposed to just going through the motions step by step. And you show up at work at 9 because they told you to. You show up at the lunch water fountain, if they still have those in the workplace, at 11:01. And you show up at your driveway at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're just going through the routine of life. If you raised yourself to a higher level of consciousness, you'll be more alert and be more sharp and be more ready to take on all that life has to offer you. I hope I answered all your questions the way they're supposed to. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Today, again, we're talking about creation. And we did just have a question about being creative and how did we create ourselves? Well, at a conscious level, now, I've always said, and I'll continue to say, we chose the body that we're in. It was a conscious decision. Some of you are sitting there, why? Why would I choose this and not choose that? Well, you're not in that person's shoes, so you have no idea what it's like. You're judging it from the outside, which we shouldn't be doing. Where you are is where you've made a conscious decision, maybe for the educational purpose or the experience of the culture, the dance, the music, whatever the case may be. You did choose where you are today. And you did that before you showed up here. You needed to be with that family. I've told you many times when I do my meditation, I do get messages all the time. My children would have chosen me for their guidance. Why? I don't know. Who would do that? But they did. They're not mine. They're passing through. They're stopping over at my house. I'm going to fix them some breakfast and some cereal, pat them on the back, put them through Little League, and then let them go because they're only passing through. They chose me for whatever it is that they want to experience in life. I had nothing to do with it. Your children are the same, and you are to your parents for whatever reason. Now, it could be educational. It could be to get this wisdom. It could be whatever the case may be. Some people will say, why would I choose this? I'm suffering. Remember, there's no such thing as suffering. It's an experience for you. And every opportunity that you seek in life, please be mindful of the lesson that you're getting from it and the wisdom that comes with it. Wake up. Bring yourself to the higher level of consciousness, and let's have a great life. Again, we're talking about, I want to go back into the meditative state, and we talk about mantras and why they're important. When we were in school and they were teaching us how to meditate, one of the things that they introduced after a long time was the mantra, and you use this word. Now, it has to be pronounced properly, and a lot of them comes from Hindu or Sanskrit, and the monks use it, the Buddhas use it, and you're basically just chanting a word. You know, for example, if the word is apple, which it's not, you would say that over and over and over again. You focus on it, and it brings you to a level of a deeper level to meditate at. It gets you closer to that meditative state where the body is not thinking about, oh, did I bring home bread last night? I fix it. You know, you're just confused. The mantras will iron that out for you. The mantras will make sure you seek a path of calm and peace and tranquility for you to get your meditating groove, mojo, on. That's the purpose of the mantras. Now, like I said, when I do talk about it in the radio like this, I usually tell people to do the breathing. I personally find the breathing a lot easier to grasp, and you're just watching in your mind's eye the air going out of your body, and then you're coming back in. And that's all you're doing. And you just have to do that for a long time. The oxygen is amazing for the body. Actually, it needs it. And because we are so trained to breathe shallow, we miss out on the food that the body desperately needs. And I don't mean the tangible stuff you pick off the tree or fry in a pan or whatever. I mean the air that comes into your body, into your lungs, into your system. And we have to slow it down and do it deep, do deep breathing. If you've ever been to any yoga program, yoga classes, the first thing they get on is to deep breathe deeply. And doing that, we even have an exercise where you rush the air through the body to cleanse the body, to get rid of the stale air that might be somewhere. Get rid of the stale air to let new air in. The same reason you open your windows or your doors, just to, you know, have the air circulate, kind of thing. So the better you are at getting a lot of air into your system in your deep breathing, the better it is going to be for your body, your mind, your the clarity, the whole nine yards. You're really rejuvenating, refreshing, cleaning the interior parts of the body, and which is what makes the body function. Right, it's not the beautiful, shiny, candy red apple you have on the car that makes it look fantastic. It's how the engine performs that makes it amazing. Yeah, we want it looking nicely and convertible and all that other stuff. But the important part is that when you turn that key, it runs and runs well, regardless of what anybody wants to tell you. So when we talk about the body, we talk about the very same things. We want it to perform to the best of its ability. And we want you to know that and how to get the best from the body. This is where you are involved, consciously giving the body everything that it needs. Make sure it gets its proper rest. It gets its water, lots of water in the body's as much as you can handle. And if you're, you know, of a certain age, try to cut off the drinking about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, because I guarantee you'll be up all night trying to get rid of that water. Anyway, and it's important to get a lot of it through your system. A lot of what we do, we clean, we use water. When we're washing things, we use water. When we're cleansing, we use water. When you need to rejuvenate your body, you need water. So this is important. If you've got dirt anywhere, you use some water. Well, nowadays they use chemicals, but the point is use some water to clean that dirt, clean that mess, clean that spot. Water will do the same, is doing the same to your body. You're 85% water, and all you're doing is adding more water to filter that salt or sugar or stain or anything out of your body. So rest it and treat it well, and it will go the distance. The air, the breathing, the oxygen we've just talked about. It's the important thing. We've talked about the mantra. We want to talk about meditating. Because if you have a lot of things, and they call it the monkey chatter. I don't know where that comes from. So it's like maybe a bunch of monkeys squeaking and squawking at each other. But you have a lot of thoughts going on in your mind, and they become confused. They could make you a little bit confused, and you don't know how to settle them down. You don't know how to turn them off. And of course, in doing that, it's keeping us up late at night. By the way, if you are dehydrated, it will keep you awake. If you are having a hard time falling asleep, you might want to get in a water program. I'm not telling you it's going to fix the solution, but it has an amazing way of alleviating stress from your body. And if you allow yourself to do a lot of drinking, water drinking, pure natural water is always going to be the best. If you allow yourself to get involved in that, you will find that your journey is going to be a lot easier. We talked about the mantra, we talked about the body and how to keep it proper, keep it running. So if the monkey chatter I mentioned earlier, it's the confusion of the mind. A lot of the times you're a little knotted up. There's a lot going on. There's a lot, just you're not connecting. You're missing, or you're very tired. You want to be able to just calm down, slow down, completely cut out the chatter as much as you can, and allow one thought to go through. Take a break. Just pause for a minute. Wherever you are, and just pause for a minute and try not to have a thought for that 1 minute, then you could reset and start again. You have to get quiet the noise that's going on in your head. This is what we focus on most of the time. Helps us through life. We're talking about trying to raise you up to a higher level of consciousness, and we're trying to give you a journey through with spirituality to teach you how to connect yourself to live the way nature intended us to, and be one with all that there is. And we're all the same, by the way, in case you're wondering. Every single one of us. I hear it all the time. So you're listening to Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. Is a book I put out there a while ago. Aligns you to your true purpose in life. If you need to find your purpose, it gives you the steps and the methods in which to attain this dream of yours, and it makes it so you could bring it into your own reality. The book is available to you at Amazon.ca. Also, if you wanted to send us some information, I do get a lot of information from people. They send out emails all the time. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our website. We have some information there. The show that you're hearing right now, it's going to be recorded there. It'll always be every day we do a show. Every time we do a show, it's recorded there. And today's show is called Create, Your Ability to Create Whatever It Is That You Want, and You Are Your Own Creator. So, if you go to the website, sorry, I'm got a whole bunch of notes in front of me. If you go to the website, you have something to say, you have a question you want an answer to, you didn't make it to get in on the air today, by all means, send them out. I will address them, and I will bring them up in the show, the next show that follows the one you're asking about. So thank you very much for being a part of that. Do we have any more?
Yes, we do. We have some emails. A little bit of animosity emails here, folks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but we can take it. We're big boys.
All right.
Paul said, you stated run for the hills. I've heard that saying many, many times. Barrington, what did you run from? That's from Paul. Gloria wants to know, where's the music today? Okay. This is kind of a terrible email to ask. Leslie says, Barrington, don't take this the wrong way. I do love your show. You said that kids are passing time for you to be a parent. To me, that seems a terrible way to be parenting for your kids, just to assume they're passing through and you feed them and take them to a baseball game. Are your kids messed up? And that's from Leslie. Okay, Leslie, thank you. Robert said, you are absolutely right. I work in the medical field. Our bodies are 60% water. Water is everything to keep us healthy. That's from Robert. And Phil just says, he writes a sentence and he goes, we're the same? No way. And that's from Phil. I'm assuming he means us as humans. And back to you.
Okay. I want to... kids are just passing through. Let's see. Let me take that on for first. Our children don't really belong to us. And I'm not saying my children are messed up. I hope they can tell you they've had a wonderful life. I did the best that I know how to do. And I treat them very well and fair. And we laugh a lot. Anyway, the point being is that the children are, they come to this world and they come to your care and they have chosen you as their parent. I'm not saying you drive them around, but you know, you look at what happens in life, you prepare your children. Life should be, you are the bow and they are the arrow and you line them up for perfect life and you let them go. And they will tell you, oh, I got a job in Dubai or wherever they end up. They don't belong to you. We're just taking care of them. We call them kids. They call us parents. And this is our unit. There is nothing negative about that. We're saying that when they choose where they want to go in life, there's not much that we could do to stop them because that is their destination. We don't own them. We don't own anything for that matter, but we love them and treat them well and take them to a soccer game. I'm not a baseball fan. You get my point. So that's how it is. No music today. I'm sorry. I wasn't here early enough to key the music, Gloria. We will have it for you on our next show, I promise. But thank you for being there and thank you for being a part of the show. Phil, we are the same. People are all the same. If you walk around with two legs and you're a human being, you're the same as the next one in front of you. Our body sizes may be different. Our color, our hairstyle, our taste and everything may be different. But deep within all of us, if you know anything about quantum physics, we're all the same. We've been cut from the same cloth, but we dye it different colors. We've all got the same cup. We filled it when we were born and we walked through life with it. Some of us put vodka in it. Others put milk, you know, or green tea or whatever your fancy is. But at the root of it all, to be tolerant to everybody that exists, they are the same. And you love the neighbor as you would your own brother or yourself. If you think you're any different from anybody else, it's a mistake because you've come from the same place by the same method. You have to be the same. Run for the hills. Okay, so that one's getting me, I don't know what that means, run for the hills. And I do understand the phrase, run away from something that's destructive or bad. Totally get that. But you just dropped in there, Paul, run for the hills. And I'm not sure exactly what you're relating to. The expression run for the hills is mean to get away as fast as you can. And I hope you understand that and everybody else understands that. But for you, you sent us an email and it says run for the hills. I'm not really sure what you're getting at with that. I don't know how to answer that question. Wow, I'm stumped. But answering what running for the hills is means to get away. I hope there was more to it. And Rob, yeah, we're 60%. I hear 60. I hear 80. I hear 85. But we're a great percentage of water. And the solution to taking care of us is to connect ourselves to water. And it purifies us. When our water is dirty, you know, we throw more on it to filter it and make it clean. Or we send it back to the builders or the purifiers, and they clean it and they send it back. We should do the same with our bodies, and as well as we do with air that comes into the body. You need to get a lot of it, and water is very important. I've never heard 60. I've heard as much as 85. I've heard 70. I'm not quite sure what the numbers are, but I know that the majority of us is human body is water. More than the majority. So you're absolutely right in that, Rob, and I appreciate you sending out the email for this. And yes, you should be drinking a lot of water no matter what you do. And if you can, it sounds weird and really, you know, nasty and stuff to some people, but if you could drink it hot instead of tea and you would learn to appreciate it, it will do a lot of great things to you. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're supposed to put cold things into our body. I'm not saying that to ruin your fantasy for ice cream, but I think inside the body is warm. It is warm inside on the warmer side. So it's always going to be better for your nerves if you add other warm things to it as opposed to a cold beer like you should. But again, it goes back to saying that if you're going to take care of the body, you want to know what it's going to make it perform the best of its ability. So we've covered a couple of things, and I'm hearing I wanted to go back to one of the questions because it just popped up in front of my mind here, my eyes here, saying that it sounds like I've come from a horrible place and it sounds like I had What are you hearing that I'm not, I don't get it. I don't hear myself saying I had a pitiful life and I need to be saved and resolved and helped. No, that is the furthest from my reality. And this was an email that came in earlier today in the first segment of the questions that Mike was saying, it sounds like I'm having a horrible time. Seems like I had a sad childhood, but no, I'm enjoying my life and I'm enjoying what I do and I enjoy everything that's about me. I'm happy. I like where I'm at. I don't want to sell this because this is not about me. This is about you waking up to a spiritual thing. And if the intent was to be mean, every act of meanness is a reflection of your insecurities. This we should learn. Thank you for being a part of us, a part of the show today. And I just need to go through a couple of things. I talked about the email. I appreciated it that people are calling in. I love the fact that you are here listening to Barrington on the Barrington Awakened show. And it's quite the show today. I'm having a good time with it. And you need to be, again, I'm going to go back over what we've talked about earlier. You need to be very careful of what you're hoping for. On the last little bit of what we have to talk about today, I want to emphasize the importance of breathing and taking care of the body and treating the body proper. You have to pay attention to the oxygen that you're going to bring into yourself, the oxygen that you create. Okay, you bring it into the body, it allows the body to perform at its maximum, the full potential. It allows it to grow and be strong and be good. This is what the body does. So you have to do it. So we talk about deep breathing, and we mentioned a little earlier about drinking water, which is very important, and rest. These two are best of friends, the water and the rest thing, which sounds like they could work against each other, but they don't. And if you get on a program where you could put a lot of water through your system, it's going to be very important for you. And it's going to make you perform, your body perform the best of its ability. And you must figure out how to make the body sleep, rest, get some good sleep, like deep, deep, deep sleep. Your breathing methods, in which we say we need you to breathe in and get this air, this oxygen throughout your whole system, it's also is going to benefit the body and allow it to perform to the best of its ability. Breathe deep. Try to do this as often as you can. When you remember, not the quick, shallow breath, the deep, deep relaxing. If you want to breathe in for 5 seconds and then you breathe out for 5 seconds, or breathe in for 5 seconds, hold it for a second and blow it out, exhale for four seconds, and you're doing this cycle. So this whole cycle probably takes about 10 seconds for it to come into your system. You hold it for that 1 second and then you put it back out into the air. Now if you practice this in an open air area, maybe not in the closet, but if you could be outside where you're exposed to a lot of fresh air, if you want to, on your daily walk or your nightly walk, any walk you do, period. And you could get into an area where you could get into fresh air and you're walking, because I also promote that a lot. You got to give the body physical activity, and walking is a very good one. Or swimming actually is an awesome one. Now, you can't swim if you don't know, have the ability. You can always bundle up and go for a walk if you're living in the north like we do. Treat the body well and take good care of it. When you say you're having a confused moment and you're not really, you're on the edge almost, just breathe. Just slow down. Take a minute and breathe. Slow down. Take a minute and breathe. This is what we want to say. So we thank you for joining the show. We thank you for being a part of the show. We're going through all these things today. Before we go to our last minute, do we have any more emails there?
I'm just refreshing and checking. Let's see here. Nope, we're all set. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So we went through the show. We talked about today. I wanted to give a little bit of insight on how to do proper meditation. How to do proper meditation and how to get this system or to clarify or to clear or settle down the brain. They talk about the monkey chatter and the confusion that may go on in your head. So we're asking, if you're a little knotted up or a little confused, just take a second, take a minute and breathe and just relax and just let it go for a minute and you collect yourself. You know, like they say, before you get mad, you should count to 10 and stuff like that. But if you're calm, cool, and collective, most often you won't get mad or you won't get into frustration or confusion or probably even trouble. Okay, so relax a little bit, breathe a little bit. We're just trying to find out how to maximize your ability, how to make you the best self, how to make you love yourself and love others, how to make you kind, how to make you live your happiest life, and most importantly, how not to make you be afraid. Don't be afraid. When you're living your life, enjoy it, live it to the best of your abilities. Where you stand today, it was a thought that you had yesterday that brought you there. We're trying to get you to figure out if you're not happy. I'm not telling you uproot and chuck and run. I'm gonna run for the hills, if that's the phrase. But we're saying that if you're not really enjoying where you are now, you do have the ability to change it. You must know that you're able to do all things. Simple words. I can do all things, and you need to know that. I can do all things, and you need to know that. And as you repeat that and tell yourself how important it is that you could do all things, you believe and you know you can do all things, the doors will open up for you. You have to understand that. Don't be trying to find the meaning of life. It's a waste of your time. It'll find you. Find what you want to accomplish by creating it. You have this ability to be that creator. So wake up to that reality. Thank you again, everybody. Also, I did mention earlier that you could catch a show on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock, as well as you could get us if you wanted to send an email. I will answer your questions as best as you can. You can always reach us at heamibarringtonawaken.com if you have a question or a comment. I try my hardest to send this out to you. I appreciate you spending the afternoon, giving us some time. We've got a few minutes left, and I want to let you know, just to go back again, I keep going back and back over to the meditative state of mind and how important it is that you sit still, spend some time with you, be calm and adjust yourself and just learn how to meditate. It walks you through the roughest part of life, the hardest stages of your life that you go through. If you could just relax and breathe and do a little bit of meditation, you will get a better handle, a better way of handling it. Take it easy. Just breathe. Allow the air and watch it come into your system. Hold on to it for a minute and watch it go back out. Watch it come into your system, not the physical sense, because you're not going to see it unless you're in a very dirty room or smoky room. But you're going to do it through the third eye, the mind's eye, and you could see it coming in as it goes through the body, does what it's supposed to do. Imagine it filling up the lungs, filling up your stomach cavity, making it big, and then you hold it for that second, and then you put it back out. And you practice this as often as you can. If you could give that couple of minutes before you go to bed and a few minutes as you wake up, I was told it's best early in the mornings as you wake up. It'll give you that rejuvenating sense or the rejuvenating feel after you've had a good night's sleep. Work on that. Until we talk again, I appreciate you all taking the time to tune into the Barrington Show, and we will catch you on another time. And if you wanted to hear the show again, it's called Create, and you could create all things that you want to be. Your desire or your life is in your hands, and you have the ability to dictate the outcome to that. Thank you very much for being at the Project Show. So we sign out. Until next time, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.